Welcome to Muskoka Connects, a new feature that highlights the people, places, and things that make Muskoka the vibrant community and wonderful vacation destination that attracts people from around the country and around the world. Today we take a look at small business in Muskoka with Brenda Murdoch, City Manager for Bracebridge for ShopMuskoka.com. Team Shop Muskoka are local members of the community who live, work, and play in Muskoka. I asked Brenda how small shops and businesses can build their sales during these turbulent times.
So first of all, they need an interactive website with an e-commerce capability and with a mobile-friendly site that's secure for online purchases. Then they need a strong social media marketing plan. So looking at different sites as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube videos to push shoppers to their website for the Shop Local movement. And a couple of things there where we can help at ShopMuskoka.com is being able to use a platform to create coupons, create winter events to keep customers interested, collect email subscribers, and send out monthly newsletters or weekly, depending on their current products, new arrivals, any specials they're running, events running, any changes in their business for this time of the year and moving through to the long winter. After Christmas has always been a struggle for the small downtown businesses, so a couple of suggestions would be to create special events throughout typically their slower time of the year.
What about competing with the big box stores?
If we can keep people interested in the Shop Local movement, it's important for them to see that they can go into a small mom and pop shop and they can get something competitively, either online or in person. So, you know, a couple of ideas would be looking at the online presence and things like keeping their markups intact with what people can buy online. In person or on the small shops, they're going to get better quality, better customer service, obviously, on one-on-one or in person. But competing with the big box stores is so important this time of the year and moving through the winter months.
What would you suggest heading into the midwinter months for small businesses in Muskoka?
You know what is the tourism in Muskoka? People love our downtown shops and our unique shops and services that we get in Muskoka and generally. So keeping that viable, whether they're online and out of, you know, working from their, shopping from their computer. One of the other things I forgot to mention was shipping costs that people endure. Trying to find a good, happy medium for people that they don't mind paying a little bit for shipping, but shipping for the small business that doesn't do the volume that the big box stores do. It's really hard to compete that way. So keeping the customer should keep that in mind, that there's just no way that the small local shop can compete with the shipping costs where you have your Walmart, your Home Depots, your Wayfairs, all those different companies, and your Amazon, of course, that do the free shipping. They're talking, you know, you're talking of millions of dollars going through these sites, and there's just no way we compete that way.
Can you give a few ideas for small business entrepreneurs?
We have a new product called Power Source, and what that does, it provides everything you need to sell online. It's got free single-page website available to add any to existing website as well. You can sell them on Facebook, Instagram, Amazon, and more. You've got integrated payment gateways, automatic real-time sync with your point of sale. It's mobile app for an ongoing store management, and it's completely secure. So anyone wanting to look at a economical site to move freely about and to do everything you want to do with online sales, just go into shopmuskoka.com. And you can add your business there, and you can check out the Power Shop. It's very affordable. The nice thing we sourced out was not having that interaction of cost per item being ordered, which the other marketing companies, e-commerce sites charge you. This is very affordable for them, and they're not paying per transaction.
Any success stories of businesses you'd like to relate to our listeners?
Yes, I've got a few clients that have been working over these past 8-9 months with the whole pandemic in mind, and things like downtown Bracebridge with Mama Bear's ice cream and treats. Easter was a big part of her business, and in downtown Bracebridge, the businesses were not open in April, so she went into making her specialty chocolates for Easter, and what we did was we developed her new website for her, where she could have more interaction, and posting all the different types of chocolates, especially for the holidays. And she had great success with ordering online, ordering through her social media, through her help with shopmuskoka.com, and then being able to do curbside or delivery pickup. Other stores would be like Tiggs for him and her, Bell's for her, both stores, and, you know, having success with through the summer and fall was getting their merchandise ready for Christmas and offering that online touch as well. Another one would be Creative Cook with your kitchen gadgets and all your kitchen supplies. They can reach me either by email at brenda@shopmuskoka.com, or they can call my cell phone at 705-205-7349.
That's it for this week. If you've got an idea for Muskoka Connects of a person, place, or thing that you think should be featured, send it to us at CIIG98.3@gmail.com. That's CIIG98.3@gmail.com. For Muskoka Connects, I'm Tim Hearn.